Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population U. Population 2!
Irene 2.
I love Population U. Population 2. Irene 2, welcome.
Welcome back. You've did this before.
Yeah, you did it on Zoom.
I did it on Zoom. So does it count?
More fun. No, it does it count, does. But this is it so counts, much better, isn't
this
it?
This is much better.
This is like hanging backstage comedy show, us chilling. Or we describe it to comics as, this is the writer's room before we have to get down to work.
Sure.
We're right. Like, hey, look at all this weird shit. You hear got. This dumb story?
Yeah.
18,000 jokes that are funnier than any joke you're going to put in the show. And like, oh shit, we got to get back to work. That's how it goes.
I do want to tell people, since I think there's video involved, sure. I normally look better than this.
What? You look
not
great.
Not much.
What are you talking about? Let's not.
First of all,
let's
you look
not
great.
Go that.
Everything
that was
about
a compliment.
You is fresh.
Oh,
weird
you.
Backdoor yes. Compliment. Yeah, by the way, yeah. If you can't give shit to your friends, then what are we?
Good
what
Lord.
Are we even doing?
Irene and I have been friends 2017, 2018. Are we coming up on 5
How'd you guys meet? Did you have an anniversary?
We met because I was doing a Doug Loves Movies. I was in the Bay Area for some reason, and Doug was like, "Do you want to come do the San Jose?"
San
improv.
Jose improv. Yeah.
You were there with Taylor Tomlinson. Whatever happened to her? But
did she get out of comedy?
I don't know.
I wish she'd get some
breaks. So you were there with her. You yelled at that woman in the balcony. I'll never stop bringing it up.
What?
I yelled.
You didn't. You shut it down. You did not yell. It
what
was
happened?
Not even,
what did happened? You yell?
I did tell her to shut the fuck up.
Thank you. Sometimes it needs to be said.
So we hung out there.
Sometimes.
And then we just kept. Being friends, and you were on my first LA show when I did my
Wait,
tour.
I'm
here.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah,
did Dan? Did Dan just describe friendship as we just kept being friends?
Yeah.
So you're saying
you never meet a great person, and then you're like, oh, I never really saw them again. We kept like running.
Dan,
so
I met this great person. We totally connected, and then we were enemies for like 2 years.
You've had that happen?
No.
Oh,
Dan, just saying you fight.
I do have frenemies.
Who? Name
can't
them.
Name them.
But then
she's not good. They're all comics.
But then,
oh shit! Well, that's half of the comedy world.
But you know what I mean? Like Sketchfest one year, we both saved each other from social anxiety for about an hour at a.
Wait, where was the? I don't remember.
It
this.
Was that packed bar that has pinball machines in it, and we just talked by a stairwell for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, and that's when you're like, oh, we're gonna keep being friends.
Yeah.
You just kept being friends with Dan.
Yeah,
well,
just
I love
kept
it.
Being friends
with her. Well, I'm happy that Irene is here because. Dumbness is existing in the world, as we all know, and we we need to swashbuckle it down. So the fact that Irene is here and we have a story sent
and
in
it's
by
a good
awesome
one.
Fans, let's jump.
It's a
in.
Good one.
Let's dive in.
And if you're a Patreon member, we have a second one, but that'll be Irene telling a dumb story from her own life.
Love it
that she witnessed or was a victim of
or part of
did herself.
To. Yeah, we all do dumb things.
Okay, here we go. This was sent in by John Chataway at Away Chataway.
Away Chataway.
Away Chataway. Sounds like a Gordon Lightfoot lyric.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
hey, can you guys play Away Chataway?
Away Chataway.
Okay. Don't you love folksy Canadian rock stars?
Yeah.
All right. Drunken brawl at Disney Springs.
Disney Springs.
So that's like their prefab downtown. It's like downtown Disney. In Walt Disney World, it's an area of like restaurants and a couple of hotels. They've built it all themselves. It's
so
not officially
in Orlando.
Yeah, baby.
Disney Springs.
So it's in Florida.
Yeah.
It's in the park. You can get trams from there to the parks. It's like park adjacent.
So who's hanging out at Disney Springs?
Well,
these
they have like nightclubs there and stuff, okay. And then, I said, a lot of bars. Like the one that used to be here. I don't know what happened to it now, but the Hotel California, which is like the official hotel for Disneyland, is in their downtown Disney. There was like an ESPN Zone. Remember those?
Yes.
As Disney World is wont to do, this is a much larger scale of that. So it's like their own little nightlife area.
Let's get wasted around a Disney.
Exactly.
It doesn't feel like
right next to Mickey Mouse. Right.
Yes, exactly.
There's a great bar at Disney Springs that's themed after.
Dad, stop right there.
There's
no
a great bar
at Disney Springs. You're already losing all credibility.
Am I? Yes. Is the boy from Rochelle, Illinois, who spent
all
much
right,
of his life
Dan,
in Wisconsin.
Okay.
I know a good bar.
Okay.
And...
But who?
This bar is themed after.
Is it called Goofy's?
The Holocaust.
Nope. The guy in Raiders of the Lost Ark who flies the plane, that pilot that like picks him up, it's all built around that character. And it is very cool and very well done. I love it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Liquor tastes the same no matter where you are.
All right.
Two sisters.
This one has a little more magic in it.
It does. But that's because Disney. The light bulbs
it's
light
magic
up.
Adjacent.
The light bulbs. The ice cubes light up.
Disney
that's what I was trying
adjacent.
To say. Two sisters from New Jersey.
Hey, we got someone. Someone smashed some beer bottles over there. Go get the broom and the dustpan to go clean it up.
And then Fantasia starts.
Yeah.
Two sisters from New Jersey got into a drunken, naked fight. Only it didn't happen in the Garden State. It took place at Disney Springs.
Two sisters got naked and fought. Got fought each
at
other
at Disney.
Fought each other?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
It is a small world after all.
So they were like, we're in a fight, but let's get naked first.
You know I'm going to break it down for you.
Irene.
But also, don't ever stop asking these questions.
No, but Dan.
You know, you jump in wherever you want. This is a constant game of double dutch.
The shirt comes off, it's like we're ready to go.
But the lack of self-awareness to go that far into a fight with someone you know in public is... We fought
in public before,
no,
and it's embarrassing.
Like argued, maybe.
Not naked.
We argued on sets before, Dan seen that.
It's always the guy, too, like guys do this, where a guy will like take his shirt off.
Let's go.
And I'm like, you are now less threatening. You're a joke.
Honestly, this is feminism.
There you go.
So they're taking
so
a step
they're
forward.
Doing what dudes do because they're like, why not? Why shouldn't we
yeah.
be up
here? Why shouldn't we be
free the
drunk
fighting nipple?
Yeah.
I mean, a topless fight is one thing. A bottomless fight is an entirely
well,
different.
Well, and a power bottom fight is Thank insane. You.
Power bottomless?
Power bottomless.
Mimosas.
By the way, that could be the name of the Disney bar, and then you're talking about
power bottoms.
The two women were vacationing with their family in Orlando, but we both are all of us already know this was their mom's night out.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
With right. their families?
Yes.
Okay.
That night, the sisters ate at a steakhouse and seemed to be having an enjoyable evening at first.
Shouldn't the steak
sure.
soak all that up?
And then the article wrote this, in parentheses, even if they were 30 minutes late to their reservation, how is that relevant? And why are you shading
someone
them like
from the restaurant? Was
also,
like,
why did
they
know
that?
They
why yeah. did he know that? Why would someone go, like, did someone come running out and was like, someone- also... Before this, their dinner earlier tonight, late, 30 minutes.
We still serve them, but just so
you know,
put that in the article.
Not cool to do.
To which I want to ask you guys a question. How late do you think you can be for your reservation
before
and still expect your table?
I'd say 15 minutes.
10 to 15 minutes.
Right?
Yeah.
But I always feel like I have to get there early because I have a reservation. Because
you're a nice
totally.
Person.
Yeah.
I have this like pressure of like, I told them I would be there.
Yeah, and then I got to show up.
I always wonder the people who stroll in like... And sometimes there'll be people who are like, well, we'll just call and say we'll be a few minutes later. I'm like, but we had a reservation.
I know, because Dan cares about the whole night of the restaurant. Because if you're late, then that screws up the people. They got to turn the table.
You don't want to lose that Mickey magic.
That's right.
So after their steak dinner restaurant, they got drinks at an Irish restaurant.
Irish restaurant.
Yeah. Then the problems began. Which, cut to the Irish place being like, not us. Can we not? Why does it have to be, oh, we went to an Irish place?
These are Jersey Italians. This has nothing to do with us.
But most importantly, were they 30 minutes late?
They're on time.
They're on time for the drinking.
Then the problems began. They tried to go back to their hotel off Disney property. Well, so just so you guys know, stay on property.
Stay on property.
Yeah. Especially if you're drinking that much.
Yeah, even if you have to do Pop Century, stay there.
I
okay?
don't know what that is.
When they tried to go back to their hotel, there are people, townies who do, and they love us for that
Pop
joke.
Pop Century.
They tried to go
Club
back to their
33.
Hotel.
Club
33? That's a jam
nice.
Right there. Yeah.
How about the brunch on
Grand
Sunday?
Floridian.
Club 33. All right.
They tried to go back to their hotel off Disney property, and then their phone died. So now.
They have
both
one
of their
phone. One phone between
Wait, one
them.
Phone or both their phones
it
died?
It just says
their phone died. These people sound like the most enmeshed. I mean, can you imagine two brothers who are involved with their lives so much that they have to be around each other?
Where's our phone? You had it.
I don't know.
Can I admit something? I've been developing this.
Why would two brothers be around each other even for like 5 minutes as adults?
It's annoying.
Can I
so
admit
stupid,
something to
right,
you guys?
Rand?
Yes.
Brother?
For a long time, I've been developing this like cop show that isn't about cops. Mm-hmm. And Irene and I have talked about her and I being partners on it.
I love
and that right there where she goes, their phone, And then the look, I'm like 100% a cop asking somebody a question.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Your own dumb thing back to
you. As she looks up from her notes.
Yeah.
Their phone. Okay.
Disney security helped call them an Uber. That's at Disney Magic.
Sure.
The Uber driver refused to take them as he was worried they were too drunk. Dang. The women argued while waiting for a taxi, and then their night unraveled.
Oh. And then it unraveled.
Okay. I feel like it already unraveled.
Right. Someone at the bar should give him a charge on the phone.
Just for fun. I'm going to ask you guys.
Plug it in.
Okay.
At what time do you think
all this
the police
down.
Got called? And then we will take a break. We will come back, find out, and keep unraveling.
Irene,
their
when
night.
Do you think the police
when
were
do you
called?
Feel like
post steak dinner, post Irish
bar? Right, that's
what
I'm trying to do the math on that.
30 minutes late for the steak dinner that they finished.
Right. So let's say dinner's at what, 8?
Mm-hmm. Sure. They show up at 8:30.
Show up at 8:30. Then they go to the Irish place at 10:30.
Probably.
Like they're there for a while. They're drunk. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's 1. Then the cops get called. I'm going to say 2:30,
3. 2:30 a.m.
Jay, what do you think?
But then their night unraveled. So I think it happened earlier than that. I think it, like, cops got called at like 11:30.
11:30.
I think they showed up. Their dinner was at 7. They showed up at 7:30.
Well, they put the kids down.
They put the kids down, showed up at 7:30.
They grabbed their phone.
They grabbed their phone. It was at 30%.
They told their toddler, call us if anything goes wrong. We are leaving you here. And the phone will be on.
Did you charge my phone? Yes.
It'll be fine.
Right.
It's at 30%. All right, so then they had dinner for a couple hours, and then they were at.
But can I ask you, as parents,
yes.
Have you? I'm sure you've had times where you needed your phone and went to use your phone, and your child had killed the battery.
Yeah.
Or you left the house with it not having enough battery, and it's because of them.
Yep. Yes.
So what's your guess? 11.
I said 11:30. Cops.
Randy.
I'm gonna say their dinner reservation was at 6, and they were mad that they made it so early, and that's why they showed up. There's no way they were gonna make a 6 reservation. So it's a little bit petty for the restaurant. I'm not on their side.
Okay.
It's a little bit petty for the restaurant to be like, because you shouldn't have dinner reservations at 6. Anyway, so 6:30 they show up. They finish dinner at 8. They go over to the Irish bar. An hour and a half of just pounding. So 9:30. Now they're so drunk and they gotta go home, and it's early.
Right.
But they're just like, get them out
of
here.
They wait for an Uber. They call a taxi. The night starts to unravel.
So I think it starts to unravel at 10:45.
10:45.
Wait, okay. So you said 10:45. I said 2:30, which I said now 11:30. I feel like I went too
high.
You might be right. I'm sticking with it.
Well, you got time to think about it because we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk about your number one comedy album.
Woo-hoo!
We'll talk about how we kept being friends. And then also we'll talk about other things we have going on. It's all on Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back.
We're to here.
Dumb People Town.
We're here. We're still being friends.
We have the great Irene Tu with us. Before we get into what she's doing, Daniel, tell people where they can see you.
Oh my gosh, I don't know when this will drop, but if you go to danielvankirk.com, you can figure it out. I've got digital shows you can do that are super fun and hang out with me and other great people. Plus, I'm on the road. If this is anywhere around end of April, beginning of May, you can find me in New Orleans, Mobile, Atlanta, Asheville, Savannah, San Antonio, and more dates coming up. It's all at danielvankirk.com. Plus, in case it hasn't happened yet, live Dumb People Town. Come see me in the Sklar's at Moon Tower. It's so much fun. And then the Come and Take It Comedy Festival at the end of May, like the 20th of May, I will be doing a live Pen Pals and headlining sets at that festival. Everything is on my website.
Great festival.
Yeah.
We've been to it. We will be at Moon Tower, as Dan mentioned. We will also be in May. We will be at the Crocodile.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Seattle. I want to sell those shows out. 4 shows. Friday, 2 Saturday, Crocodile, the 14th, the 13th and 14th of May. And let's talk about your comedy album. Where people can get it and listen to it and review it and rate it so we can keep you number one.
Please, I would love that. So I just dropped my debut album. It's called We're Done Now.
We're done now.
And you're done with comedy.
And
you retired. That's so crazy.
Well, it was more about humanity. But yeah, you know that too.
Where'd you do it?
Gave them a break.
Did it at the Punchline in San Francisco, my home club.
The best.
One of the best clubs, maybe the best club in the country.
I mean, as far as like tightly packed, nice atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Great staff.
Great staff.
Stage that makes you feel comfortable and encourages you to try things.
Appropriately placed green room. Very easy to get into when you walk in.
Yes.
Very easy to access the stage from when you walk out.
Wish there was a bathroom in the green room.
I agree with that because you got to use the public bathroom,
which is across the bar.
Yeah, I just pee out in the public courtyard on the grass out there.
Oh, okay,
is that cool?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, totally.
The grass
cool.
on the roof of the building.
You could also pee in the kitchen, I suppose.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Sure. How do you think they make the
money? So you did it there. 2 shows?
No, just one show.
One show.
That was not by choice. Okay. I will say that.
How did, so you had, but you had to get it. You couldn't fuck around and be like, "Well, I'll get it on the second."
When you walked off stage, did you say, "I got it. We got it"?
Oh well, I'll tell you a funny story about that. I didn't like finalize the set list till that day.
Sure.
Because I was trying to figure out the order of the jokes and it like wasn't working. Then I finally was like, "I think this is it." Mm-hmm. I'm like hoping I memorize it.
Yeah.
I do the show and I'm like, there's a couple things that I wish I could redo a little bit, but you can't really tell. It's like more for me.
Right.
Sure.
I get through the whole set. I'm like, oh my God, I fucking did it.
Yes. Yeah.
And then at the end, I'm like, you know, thanks everyone. I'm Irene too, or whatever the thing I say at the end is. Yeah. My voice cracks a little bit as I'm saying my name.
No.
Yeah.
And Irene it's too. On the album.
It is?
Great. Yes. But real shit.
I can't fix it. Can't fix it.
Real shit is great on comedy albums because what people don't realize is that comedy albums are snapshots of your comedy in that moment. And it was a live show. It's a live show.
Oh, yeah. Well, that
live
was the reason happens. Because it's like, you know, people were like clapping at the end because it was done. And then because you don't remember how it's going to sound audio-wise. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I have to say my name louder because, you know, so they can hear me. Yeah.
So you pushed it.
So I pushed it too much and I go, Irene, too. Like, you can hear just slightly. I'm like, I've never said my name like that
before. Get the album just for that.
Yeah.
You got to listen to the
voice crack. And you did it with Blonde Medicine and our buddy Dominic Del Bene.
Yes.
The best.
Love him. That's where I did mine.
I'll promote all the things that he is involved in.
He's the best.
Especially because it's you. He's amazing. He loves comedy so much, and as we've worked with him too.
Download this album, people.
And I'm going to say this a little bit farther than that. The power of audiences, companies, and everybody like really takes like, wow, people must be loving it. Go on to Twitter, go on to Instagram, tag SiriusXM and say you want to be hearing those tracks.
That's
as
right.
Well. That it goes a
works
long way.
Because if they start playing it, then Irene gets residuals through Sound Exchange.
Yeah.
And that money that means something to people, especially if it gets played. So
and they pay the most. SiriusXM pays the most.
They do. They do. It can be a significant amount of money for somebody who's trying to make their living through comedy.
Yep.
So do it. It's a great way to support.
I call that like a comedy fan hack. I tell people, like, you really want to do something that people will love? Take your favorite comics and then tell SiriusXM to start playing their tracks.
Great, great way to
do it for all of us.
You want to get back into this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Guys, when did we say this happened? You said at 6 a.m., Irene?
No, it's
2:30. Oh, my God.
Don't push her thing later. Jay, what's yours?
I said 11:30.
Okay.
And I said 10:45. I'm out the earliest of everybody.
Okay. This all started. Well, the cops got called. At 12:40 a.m.
Whoa! So you were the
you
closest.
Were right.
Right?
You were right.
I mean, the older I was the closest.
The older sister called the younger sister a bad mom and slapped her.
Ooh,
the younger sister threatened to punch her in return. Your threat was misplaced. Should have come first.
Yeah. I'm not a bad mom. My phone died. What's going on with my kids?
At 12:40 a.m., the Orlando County Sheriff's Office got a dispatch about a fight happening at Disney Springs. When they arrived, the younger sister was screaming and crying near Cirque du Soleil. That is...
to me, it feels like half
I'm painting
the
people. A picture over
could
here,
could that
kids?
Be an ad for Cirque du Soleil?
I was going to say that. I was like, I think they did that on purpose.
Right? Yeah. Cirque du Soleil is like, thank you. We'll take the business.
Officer 248 to dispatch. Victim is crying near Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, well, which one?
She was wearing only her underwear and sandals. Slides, right? Deputies assisted her and gave her a jean jacket since she was not wearing any clothing. So now she's also fucking cool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now she's got a jean jacket.
Tell me I'm a bad mom.
She looks great.
I mean, that's a good look. A jean jacket.
Underwear.
Flip-flops.
Yeah.
People could be like, man, that's very avant-garde.
Deputies soon learned the story of what had happened from a Disney security manager who witnessed everything.
I wish it was from a Disney character.
Yeah.
She came out over here and she was really mad. And so she went
she called her a bad mom.
Well,
you're a bad mom.
And then you're like, Laura Beetz was there? Anyway, I just can't. She would make that joke. She would make that joke.
Wait,
I need you to put that
same
joke. So then what happened?
Well, then she smacked her in the face, and the other sister threatened to punch her.
Okay, and then what happened?
Well, she took a fighting posture and took her own clothes off.
And she was completely naked, maybe.
Yeah, right. Right.
Well, still the underwear on.
Still the underwear and the flops.
Why do you smell like weed?
Oh, don't worry about what I do in my off time.
I like imagining her taking off her clothes, and then she kicks off her sandals, and then she's like, no, I got to leave
this
back on.
Keep
put them back on.
This is gross. This floor is gross.
You never know what's on the floor of the Irish bar.
So this is all according to the Disney security manager. Quote, the sisters were screaming at each other. Him also, this is his light. This is his night, right?
No, he's like,
they were screaming at each other.
This
while,
is what I trained
where one of them was,
2 weeks for.
While one of them was sitting on the bench and the other one was standing over her. After attempting to calm the situation, one female slapped the other in the face.
Oh my God.
At one point, both females began punching, slapping, and pulling each other's hair. And the sheriff's report
said. In the background
said,
is Black Eyed Peas. Tonight's gonna be
a cover band.
Good
though.
Night.
Yeah. The security manager pulled the two drunk guests apart.
Jeez.
I know.
I know. You need a Disney security manager to separate you from your sister.
Family
yeah. dispute.
Once separated, both sisters ran at each other, slipped in the younger sister's vomit, then fell into the bushes while still fighting. Play, you know, play through. Play through.
This to me,
is there video of this?
No.
Dan,
no.
I know. This,
if there was video...
This
is every TikTok.
I wow. don't. Yeah, this is every TikTok. I no, don't no, think this, I'd be able to stop watching this.
No, they run at each other like
slip in each other's vomit, wow.
like jousting style. And then slip yeah. in their, one of theirs. They both slip in the vomit.
It's modern.
Again, it's only one vomit.
It's one vomit, two, but they both slip
one phone, in. One vomit.
One right. phone, one vomit.
Right. Don't Google that ever. They fell into the bushes,
the
still fighting. The younger sister ran a few feet away, took off her dress, exposing her breasts. Yeah. So she was like, it's on, right? Thunderdome.
I'm so happy I can get rid of this.
Shortly after, they began to punch each other again. The security manager and another cast member who witnessed the fight.
Cast member.
Well, they're all called cast members. But let's dream that it is Pluto.
Oh, you.
Pretty good.
Thanks, get your hands off.
Pretty good goof. They were able to separate the two until...
He punched her in the tits!
I've never heard you do that voice in my life. The two until off-duty deputies arrived on the scene. Before anyone asks, this is literally what it says.
Come
before
on.
Anyone asks, Disney did not have video surveillance of the drunken naked brawl.
By the way, they've
they
got
do.
Video. They have...
must.
They have to.
There's no way there's no video.
There's someone in the department who is secretly like editing it with into a commercial
yeah.
for
yeah.
Disneyland.
The officers arrested the drunk guests for domestic violence, battery, and disorderly intoxication. When the deputies questioned the younger sister, the report said that she only wanted to talk about how she didn't like her sister's boyfriend. That's how this all started.
All I wanted to do
was talk about how I didn't like her
all
boyfriend.
All I wanted to do was just
take off my dress, throw up on the ground, charge
slip on
at my
it,
sister.
Fall in the bushes, and then tell her how much her boyfriend sucks. Oh.
They were very intoxicated, the sheriff's report noted. This all happened back in November, and the state's attorney office declined to pursue any criminal charges.
So then they got to travel
really?
Back home to Jersey
well,
together?
They declined to press charges because neither one wanted to press against the other.
Oh.
All right, we'll get out of here on this, and then if you're a Patreon member, you're in luck because Irene's going to tell a fun little quick story from her own life.
How
but
old?
You better go listen to and recommend and request We're done now.
We're done now.
I know people have been messing it up when they bring me on stage. They keep saying
here.
We're done here, and I'm like,
we're done now.
Yeah.
We're done. Number one comedy album.
Now that's what I call we're done now.
Yeah. Volume.
Hey everybody, we're done here now. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We're done now.
The sisters are 2 years apart. How old are they, Irene?
Are we going to try and guess the
middle
year?
You want to go the year in between?
Yeah. To make it easier, let's try to guess the year in between the sisters.
What do you mean the year in between?
So they're 2 years apart.
If they were 10 and 12, you would guess 11.
Okay,
so what year do you think is between the two of them?
Just so you know,
they're not 10 and 12. I was just giving you a safe example that wouldn't be the answer.
Good Lord.
They're 6 and 8.
They were just traveling to Florida. They aren't from Florida. So
right. I will say 32.
Okay.
So you're going 31 to 33. Okay.
Jay, I'm going to say... 26.
Okay. So 25 and 27.
I'm going to say 40.
40. So 39 and 41. Mm-hmm. I will tell you this. Well, first of all, Townies, get your answers in.
Yeah.
Shout it out.
Wherever you are. Yell with the windows down.
Shout it out.
One of you guys got within two.
Okay.
So one of the people I've kept being friends with got within two.
Glad you've kept being friends.
Okay.
All of us. Yeah.
The two sisters are. We're done now. Listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Recommend it.
29 and 31. 30 years old. 30, Irene.
Beautiful job. That's how we do it.
I know.
It is just dumb stuff happening in the world, and I'm glad we have friends that we continue to be friends with, like Irene, to break it down with. Get a new album. We're done now. Check it out. Rate it. Review it. Follow all of us and go see us. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Avenue, a podcast, a podcast network.